with us tonight on this special Monday night service. They are planting City Baptist Church there in downtown Atlanta. Brother Mark will be sharing some more details about that. But it's great to have his family here with him. He may introduce them, but it's great to have Katie, his wife, with us, and then McKenna and Max and Madison and Malia. So thankful that they are here with us tonight. And so, Brother Mark, I want you to come and you just present the ministry to us, the mission that God's called you to, and then we may have a few questions after you present and show your video before the message. Thank you for being here, Brother Mark.
Thanks, Pastor. Well, thank you, Crooked Creek Baptist Church. I appreciate you so much coming out on a Monday night. And I know that's on account of us. And I want to thank you so much for working that out and being willing to do that. And it's good to meet all of you. Thank you, Pastor Jennings, for allowing us to be here. And we are the McElreath family. And as he said, my wife, Katie, is seated here. My name is Mark. And then three of our kids are here, Macy, McKenna, and Max. Max, can you wave everybody? There you go. He is the lone boy right in the middle. He's got two older sisters and two younger sisters. So part of the love offering tonight will go to therapy for him. So I appreciate you giving toward that. And then down in the nursery are Madison and Malia. And we are planting the City Baptist Church in the city of Atlanta. And I grew up just south of Atlanta in Jonesboro. And the Lord worked on my heart coming back. I've been away for a number of years, and the Lord brought us back 2 years ago and really put that on our heart, opened our eyes to the need of the city itself. Lots of great churches in the metro Atlanta area, but sadly, no independent Baptist church you can find in the city limits of Atlanta itself. And knew something needed to be done about that. Needed a strong gospel preaching, gospel teaching church. And we're thankful how the Lord's worked. We started, our first service was November the 7th. So yesterday was our third Sunday. And we're thankful we've had between about 19 and 28 people each of those services. We thank the Lord for that. The Lord's given us four strong core families that are with us. So we have five children. We have another family that's with us that has five children. So 10 children to start with. That's one way to build a church. We'll take that. So we've got Sunday school and nursery going from the onset. And then two other families that are working with us, including my parents that have come to help us do that. So the Lord provided us a building to meet in. We were praying about being in a church building, and the Lord has done that. We're renting the Butler Street Baptist Church. They only meet, they have no pastor, and they're only meeting once a month in person. And so they've allowed us to rent their facilities for Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. They're happy for us to use it, and that's wonderful. So we're thankful for that. And also, they've just been just very helpful, opening the doors for us. So lots of great things going on. We do have a video that I'd like to show you that just shows you a little bit about what the Lord's put on our heart and what can be done in the city. We'll show the video now. Thank you.
Atlanta is a world-class city. Considered the New York City of the South, it is an important hub of commerce, transportation, education, and entertainment. Atlanta is a historic city. From its ravaging during the Civil War to the Civil Rights Movement of the 1960s, some of the most impactful moments in our nation's history happened right here in Atlanta. Atlanta was also home to some of our greatest Baptist churches. At one time, the fastest growing church in America was right here in Atlanta. It is also one of the great sports cities of the South and has hosted major sporting events such as Super Bowl 53 and the 1996 Centennial Olympic Games.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
Look at that crowd. This looks like a standoff where you see the police officers facing the crowd there, the crowd looking back at them, holding those signs up, really, really coming to a fever pitch right now. We do want things to continue to stay peaceful, but it looks like that is not the case anymore.
Sadly, Atlanta has become a hotbed of cultural upheaval. So many gospel-preaching churches have fled the city, surrendering Atlanta to progressive politicians and woke celebrities. What once was a stronghold of evangelism, now wickedness lies in its wake. As churches deserted the city, Hollywood moved in. In fact, the state of Georgia has now overtaken Hollywood and become the film capital of the world. Today, you can find film crews and celebrities throughout the city, filming popular Marvel movies and even the hit television show The Walking Dead.
In reality, the city is filled with The Walking Dead. Men and women, boys and girls, all dead in their trespasses and sin. They need to experience the quickening work that only God can do in salvation.
The Atlanta metropolitan area is vast and covers over 8,000 square miles. To give some scale, that's larger than the entire state of New Jersey. Over 6 million residents live in the Atlanta metro area. Most of the city itself lies within the I-285 perimeter. Inside this circle, we find 1 million people dispersed among 243 neighborhoods. Each of these neighborhoods houses thousands of residents and could use their own independent Baptist church. But unfortunately, inside the perimeter, only 2 independent Baptist churches can be found. Atlanta used to boast scores of great Baptist churches, but the vast majority of them have fled the city and left the perimeter over the past 60 years. We are the McElreath family. The Lord has called us to plant the City Baptist Church in Atlanta. We have served the Lord for over a decade in full-time ministry here in the United States and in Ethiopia. My wife Katie and I have been married for 11 years, and we have 5 children: Macy, McKenna, Max, Madison, and Malia. I'm a 4th-generation Atlanta native. I was born downtown at the old Georgia Baptist Hospital and grew up in Jonesboro, just south of the city. I am thankful to have grown up in what is considered the Bible Belt. The churches found across the South were birthed out of a church planting movement in the mid-1700s from the Sandy Creek Baptist Church in North Carolina. One of the tenets of that great church planting movement was that all people must be reached. Black, white, Native American, everyone. I want to see God do that again in the state of Georgia. We must be committed to seeing all people reached for God and for His glory.
My name is Seth Hahn, and I'm the pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Columbus, Georgia. Our church is the sending church of Mark and Katie McElreath. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." The Lord has given us a clear call to take the gospel not only to the uttermost parts of the earth, and not only to our Jerusalem, but to our Judea and our Samaria. I have a burden to help plant churches in the state of Georgia, in my Judea and in my Samaria. You say, why Georgia? Aren't you a part of the Bible Belt? Well, friend, in case you have missed it, we are rapidly losing the Bible Belt. We need Bible preaching churches, especially in our cities. That has been so very evident of late. Our elections have demonstrated that need. The divisiveness in our nation has demonstrated that need. The state of the family in our nation has proved that. Just a walk through our city streets will prove that. The answer is not politics. The answer is the Lord Jesus Christ and His gospel. Mark and Katie McElreath have felt God's call to start a church in the city of Atlanta. I would like to invite you to partner with them in this endeavor. Let us plant another Bible preaching church in a place that desperately needs it. Would you join me in supporting them with your prayers, your financial support, and depending on your proximity, with your soul-winning efforts? This is a worthy family and certainly a worthy desire. When we stand before the Lord, I believe there will be no regrets as a result of our church planting efforts. Join them and let's go forward with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
This is Pastor Clarence Sexton from the Temple Baptist Church and Crown College. And I want to talk to you about our cities. All of us know that our cities are being lost. to the world, the flesh, and the devil. My family and I had the privilege of pastoring a church 11 miles from New York City many years ago, so we are fully aware of what goes on in these great urban areas. But there's no power that can be more powerful than the gospel. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And the gospel work that needs to be done can be done with people who believe the gospel is for whosoever will. They're trying to get the message of Jesus Christ to all people. And my friend, Mark McAreef, and his beautiful family are planning to start a church in the city of Atlanta. And I think this will be more than a church plant. It'll be a movement to reach our cities. And all across America and different places around the world, our cities need to be reached with the gospel. We're on board here at the Temple Baptist Church in Crown College. We're going to do all we can to support this fine young couple. And I want you to be on board. I want you to decide today that we're going to do more than sit by and watch these cities go to the devil. It's not just something can be done. The work God has given us can be done there. And New Testament churches can be planted. And the power of the gospel can reach people. Lives can be changed. Families can be reached. And this young man is going to do that. Help him. Pray for him. Support him. That's exactly what we're going to do. And I'd appreciate if you'll get on board. And let's not just help this young man, but let's pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send us many laborers to go in and reach our cities with the gospel.
So how can you help? Everyone can pray. This is not about what we can do in the city. We need what only God can do. It is our prayer that more strong, independent Baptist churches go back in and reach our city. We also need finances. Starting a church in a capital city is expensive. That's just the inconvenient truth. Please prayerfully consider supporting the work of the City Baptist Church. And come join us. We'll be hosting several gospel days as we start this church, and we'd love for you to be involved. Atlanta has 243 neighborhoods, and perhaps the Lord will call you and your family to see a church planted in one of these areas. Now is not the time to retreat. As we've pushed ahead for the Lord, we've come across some who claim the city is too far gone or pointed out the fact that it's not safe enough for a young family. The Lord Jesus Christ said in Luke 5, 31 and 32, "They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." We're not supposed to look for an area that we think is conducive to building a church. When a church is faithful to obey our Lord's command to evangelize the lost, He will build His church. This is about more than just a church plant in Atlanta. This is a wake-up call concerning how our state has changed. We've seen how what happens in Georgia is felt across the nation. And we as God's people are not to sit and bemoan what we see. Greater is He that is in us. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, and it is the gospel that will transform families, it is the gospel that will transform communities, and it is the gospel that will transform this city. Let us rise and join in the battle by simply obeying our Lord's command. He's already told us what needs to be done. Now we take Atlanta, then we change America.
As I mentioned there at the end, you can please go by the table at the back, take a prayer card. Please pray for us. Pray the Lord would help us as we continue to move forward. We're out door knocking. We're out in the community. We're out inviting people to church. We're beginning to make connections in the community, which we thank the Lord for. The neighborhood that we are in is called the Old Fourth Ward neighborhood. In fact, that's the neighborhood where the MLK, Martin Luther King Jr. historic site is. If you're looking at the very center of downtown, we're less than a mile from the dead center of downtown on the northeast there. So the Lord's put us in just a great spot. If you see the Georgia Power skyscraper, we're one block east of that Georgia Power building. And if you know where the old Georgia Baptist is or the Atlanta Medical Center, we're just one block west of the Atlanta Medical Center. So we're just right there in the midst of it all. Within a 1 mile radius of the church building we're using, there are 16,000 households. And so we've got plenty of work to do. As Pastor mentioned, we're having some gospel days coming up. Bearing Precious Seed just assembled 20,000 John and Romans for us. And we have gospel days coming up in January, February, and March where we're doing door hangers to get those out. And so lots of great things going on. Thank you for your prayers. And did you want me to ask if there's any questions or anything, Pastor?
Just ask a few questions. I want you guys to feel welcome to maybe something that has come to mind. One, I would like to ask you just to start off, Brother Mark, what do you foresee as being your biggest hurdle or your biggest challenge planting a church in downtown Atlanta?
Sure. So, Pastor asked, what is the biggest challenge or the biggest hurdle that we have being in downtown Atlanta? Well, Pastor, I would say this is probably one of the biggest challenges you face here. It's just dealing with people. I mean, you've gone out and you've knocked doors and you've met people. You know, people truly believe in the South that they've been a part of church at some time in their life and they're good. Everything's great. And so, really, it's just dealing with people. We've come across a number of people from a lot of mainline denominations that have a form of godliness but are denying the power thereof. And so we're praying the Lord would help us to see the Holy Spirit break through in people's lives in that way. But also, you have, you know, our cities really have been left in many cases without the gospel. So you have a true biblical illiteracy with many people, especially young people, that don't know anything about the Bible. They've never seen the Bible. They never read the Bible. They don't know the stories of the Bible. And so you're finding people like you have experienced, Pastor, being on the mission field that have no gospel or no Bible context. You're finding people like that in the cities because there's been a lack of gospel presence there. And so really starting from the beginning with people and really helping to show them who Jesus Christ is, what the Bible is, and then working from there. Finding people where they are and helping them take the next step. So, yes, sir.
Someone else has a question for the Mark tonight.
This is always the scary part when you open up for questions. So.
Anybody have a question?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's a great question. So 16,000 households within a mile of where we're at. How many of those are young people? How many are older people? So a lot of young professionals and their families are actually moving into the city. There's really a big shift going on now from a lot of the older homes that are being bought. Some of them are just being knocked down and rebuilt, or they're being renovated and they're being flipped. So a lot of young people moving in there. I would say most of those are young to middle-aged families that are in those homes. One of the difficulties will be a lot of those are gated communities, townhouses, condos, things like that. So print media is very important to get into those, and also social media presence. We're working on that so they can find out about us. But a lot of young families coming into the city, a real shift going on there. Great question. I think there was a hand up here close, actually. Yes, ma'am. Oh, that's a great question. Money, that's a good question. So she asked, where are we at in our support? So we prayed about how long we would go on. We did deputation to raise support. And the Lord put it on our heart to do 3 months of deputation, which is unheard of, but I truly felt like that's what the Lord wanted us to do. So we traveled in August, September, and October raising our support. And the Lord brought in 98% of our support. So we're sitting at 98% right now. We're praying in that last 2%. I believe the Lord will bring that in. So, and then we believe He wants us to start the first Sunday in November. So He's been very good to us, taking good care of us. There was a hand back here. Yes, ma'am. Sure. So very good question. Is there gang activity that we have seen? To be honest, I have not seen a lot of that where we are. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. There are nicer parts of the area we're in, and there's not so nice parts of the area we're in. A lot of that, I think, would be more southeast of where we are and south of where we are, more on the south part of town, below I-20 probably. But I have not seen as much around where we are. Though there are parts I would not want to be found out late at night, I will be honest, so. That's a good question.
Brother Mark, where would your family be living?
Yes, good question. Where are we going to be living? So presently, right now, we live in Stockbridge, which is south of Atlanta. That's where we lived when we first moved back to Georgia. And we're working now at moving into the city, getting inside the perimeter, because I want to be close. So we're not super far from where the church is, but I do want to get into the community around where we are. So we're just outside the city now. Working and moving a family of seven into the city. We're just trying to figure out how to do that. So you can pray with us on that. There was another hand that came up. Yes, sir.
What are some things
practical things that we might do there that we wouldn't do maybe at Crooked Creek Baptist Church? So one thing, let me tell you what we did Saturday. I'll tell you what we've already done. There's something called the Beltline. I do want to ask, how many of you know what the Atlanta Beltline is? Okay, a few hands. Good. The Beltline is an old railroad track that ran around the downtown area. It's a 33-mile loop, and they've either pulled up that track or they have paved over it and created walking, jogging, biking, motorized scooter trail that goes all around the city. And it's connected a number of neighborhoods that would not be otherwise connected. It's hard to get to by road, but you can get to by the Beltline. So Saturday, we were out on the Beltline. We set up craft tables, and we had Thanksgiving crafts at the tables. And we actually had families who were out walking on Saturdays, just kind of out getting some fresh air, stopping, doing crafts with us. We were able to talk to them about the Lord, invite them to church, and just a way to get out in the community and meet people in our community. So something that is just in our urban context that God has given us, this Beltline, we can go out and we can use it to meet the people that are out there in our city. Now, Saturday, 2 weeks ago, we were out door knocking. So we're doing traditional door knocking as well. But that's kind of a certain context, using the Beltline to meet people in the city. So a great question. Just kind of something that's kind of different that we would do. Very good question. I think there was another hand that was... I saw it back in the back. If you scratch your nose, I'll call on you. So,
Brother Mark, I have a question. We know probably your general goals, of course, like ours are here, is to lead people to Christ, to disciple. But what are some goals that you have as far as the church is concerned? Are you looking to work yourself into being the pastor and just training men and being a sort of a center point?
Sure.
Or would you move on to plant another church? What are your thoughts there?
That's a great question. Pastor asked, what are some of the long-term goals of City Baptist Church? Part of the long-term goal of what we want to do is raise a banner and say, we've got to go back into our cities. Our cities, in many ways, and I discussed this some in the video, have been abandoned by churches a lot in the city of Atlanta, sadly. So we want to help place an emphasis on going back and reaching our cities. And that's not for everyone. We realize that. But there are some who will go back in and plant gospel-preaching churches in our cities. What we'd like to see done is, we're a church plant, but it doesn't end with us. This is not, great, we planted a church, we're done. We also want to be planting a church. There are six police zones in Atlanta. The police department is divided up the city into six zones. We're in zone number six. We want to start by helping plant ourselves or help others plant a church in each of those other five police zones. So that at least in each area of the city, we can point people to a gospel preaching church. You know, here you may drive 15 or 20 miles to go to church. 15 or 20 miles may take you an hour and a half to try to get across the city. So if you can be within 3 to 5 miles of a church in the city, then you can recommend that church to someone and you can really help reach a lot of those communities. That's kind of long-term plans, what we're looking toward, Pastor Jennings. I'm planning on staying at City Baptist Church, but definitely want to help send people out. I will tell you this, there's a couple that's working with us at our church. We worked with them in Tennessee. They said, we love what you're doing. They sold their house in Tennessee. They moved into a townhouse off Piedmont Avenue, and they're both working jobs and helping us get this church going. And they say, one day, we want to go out of this church and plant a church. So God's already sending laborers in that way. So we're praying in that way. The Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers into His harvest. That's some of the long-term goals, what we want to see done. Now, we're still a baby, so we've still got to, you know, learn to walk. But eventually, we are going to reproduce, because that's what people do and that's what churches do.
That's right.
So we're working on that. Any other questions? The longer you ask questions, you don't have to listen to me preach. So you might want to keep asking questions. So, yes. Sure. The question is, when will the church we're renting from start using their building more? I don't know. I think they're reassessing that come the new year, and I don't know what they'll decide to do. Thankfully, God has given us favor with them. Their folks have come and visited our services, and they like what they see, and they enjoy it. And we'll just keep, as the Lord allows, and as the Lord continues to give favor, we'd like to continue using that facility and just try to walk in step with the Lord. So, very good. Yes, sir. Yes, the question was about abandoned church buildings. We have, for many months before we started, we were looking for really kind of the idea of, can we find an empty church building and find out who has it and if they would give it to us. We found some that we have found some that have been abandoned. One of them is slated to be knocked down. It was bought by a developer, and it's going to be knocked down and turned into condos. Others, we've tried calling. We've gotten with realtors, try to find out who has them, and either they've already been sold or they're being sold. You know, a lot of these places in the city, it's maybe a half acre lot, and it's for multiple millions of dollars that a developer is trying to come in. And you know, when a church closes in the city, you don't just lose that church, you lose the real estate. And so many of those are being sold to developers. So we looked into that. And we found a couple. We never could find out who owned them or how we could get in touch with those people. Some of them wound up, there was a church there and they weren't willing to rent. So we really beat the bushes for several months trying to find a place. But I'd love to find some abandoned church buildings and get a church in there, because it needs to be done. Because you lose the church and you also lose the land, and it's hard to get that back. Selling it for gain, right. Yes, sir. We're actively seeking still, since we're renting a building now, we're still seeking for a place we can get our own. And also, if we're going to plant churches, if we can find a church in another part of the city, get that building and get someone in that building and get a church going there again. So it's definitely on our radar. I think you're thinking of it the right way. Absolutely. It needs to be done. Great. Other questions? These are all very good questions. When you're asking questions, it means you're thinking. So that's really, really good.
Well, that's great.
Brother Mike, we can come up and have a song, maybe Standing All, our theme song.